Hey there, my name is Rory Mickey. I'm lead coder at Extreme Games Development Group, and today my friend Mike and I are going to be demonstrating Wrecking Ball, our new arcade game. This is an early Halloween release, and we hope you enjoy it. We will be teaching you the basics of the game and a few strategies, I hope, although I am not particularly good at it. Anyway, I'll launch the game now.
He seems the best to me.
Wreck-2-list. Wreckingball.nvgt 8 of 9. Wreckingball.alphanumeric input.
So when we launch, we get our Wrecking Ball logo.
Extreme Games, Wrecking Ball, version 1.3.2. Native input.
Oh, English. Whoops. I'm on the IME. There we go.
Main menu. Select an option. Menu list.
So this is a very simple menu. We don't plan on changing this very much. This is basically a time waster. It's just a little mini arcade game. We don't really have much scope for the addition of new features, but we think it's pretty good for what it is. Would you like to explain a little bit about what one does in the game, Mike?
Yes, sure. So the game is simple in its concept. So what you have to do is you start with a sword, although you have a gun, but you have to find ammo for it later. But you start with a sword, and your objective is a horde of enemies. Well, currently just only monsters for now. They will spawn at you, and, well, what is one good thing monsters do? They try to kill you. So what they will try to do is they will chase you down and try to bite chunks out of you. And your goal is to not let them do that. And to do that, you need to swing your sword and kill them. So it's actually very much harder than how it sounds like, because first of all, your direction is randomly decided in which direction you face, but you always start at the bottom of the map. That's true, right? You always start at the bottom of the map.
Actually, no, you start at a random spot in the map.
Oh yeah, that's right. So you start at a random spot in the map, and well, you can use the arrow keys to walk, you can use Q and E to turn, you can use Q and E to change direction by 45 degrees, right?
You just hold them down, and the direction changes. That's a new feature, though. It used to be 45 degrees, and I made it fluid.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you face the monsters, and you swing your sword and kill them before they kill you. And there's a couple more things that will spice the game up, like power-ups.
So there's a few different types of power-ups. And I'll explain these now. The first kind of power-up is the health boost. And to put it very succinctly, it just gives you some extra health. There is no limit to how much health you can have, but this is the one kind of power-up which will get rarer through the game. The longer you play and the more health boosts you collect, the less will appear on the field. The second type of power-up is the ammunition pack, which just gives you a random amount of ammo for your gun. In easier difficulties, you do start with a small stockpile of ammunition, but this is not the case for the higher difficulty levels. The third type of power-up is the power cell, which increases your speed permanently and makes shield that will kill any enemies who try and attack you for 3 seconds after you collect it. And you may think that 3 seconds isn't long, but trust me, in a game like this, it is. And it's a great get-off-me tool. If you get a power-up, you just lunge at enemies and make them die by basically colliding with them. The final type of power-up is the Deus Ex Machina, and you activate it by pressing D, and it transports you to a random point on the map, which is guaranteed not to have any enemies in it. And also, no enemies will spawn for a few seconds. Downside to this power-up is that it will make all the enemies band together in one massive horde and come towards you at once. So be ready to swing your sword and kill them. All the weapons in this game are scatter, so it will only take one shot. But this horde is huge, and if it hits you, you will take a substantial
amount of damage. You're guaranteed to be dead.
Not guaranteed, but I'm presuming you're using the Deus Ex Machina because you're on low health. So, yeah, pretty much.
And also, that's when you decide to use the machine gun, which, you know, mows them down in awesome explosions.
Yeah, I mean, not explosions, it does slow you down, so you want to use it sparingly.
Yes, the machine gun, I mean. One important rule, never stop moving around, or else you will become very easy prey for the monsters.
Yeah, you'll hear an alarm sound, and the more you hear that alarm sound, the slower you walk, and the slower your sword swings. Anything else? Oh, one thing about the Deus Ex Machina, you're likely to run away into a part of the map that has lots of items. So if you have tons of Deus Ex Machinas, you can use them all in a row and just run around collecting items basically without interruptions from enemies.
Oh yeah, I think a live demonstration of the game should actually introduce the concept to people quite well.
Yeah, I agree. So, we're gonna start on the very easy difficulty, just so I can explain what's going on at first and commentate a little bit. There are 6 difficulty levels, ranging from beginner to hyper advanced, and they get progressively more chaotic as you go. So, in this tutorial, I will only be showing you the very easiest difficulty, but if you're looking for a challenge, then you can slowly increase that difficulty until you find something that feels right for you.
Play game.
So, without further ado, let us begin.
Select a difficulty. Menu list. Very easy.
The menu is nothing really fancy, it's just play and exit. As far as I know.
Yeah, it is. Ah, and one other feature, there are 2 scenarios. The first one is normal, and the second one is sudden death, which is great for practicing your evasive techniques. And in that mode, if you get hit even one single time, you die. And there's no health boosts. It is very tricky, but it is fun. It is very fun if you get the hang of it.
Select a scenario. Menu list.
We will play on
normal. Default game parameters.
Tutorial. And, I won't demonstrate sudden death, but feel free to, explore.
Try
that.
It out.
Alright. 3, 2, 1, let's go. And I'm gonna immediately start walking. I hit a wall, so I'm gonna. There's a monster. They smash out of the ground. Here's another one. That spawned at a distance. There's another. See, I'm turning. After I kill the monsters, I turn to roughly face the direction I was before. Here's an item. Ah, you can jump. Jumping makes you move fast. Only do it every 3 seconds. Great for lunges. I picked up a Deus Ex Machina, and I just picked up gun ammo. Let's test our Deus Ex Machina. There's our power cell. And now, as you can see, I got 2 power cells. 3 now. There is a limit on how fast. But, oh wow, 4 power cells. Now I'm moving very fast. And I died.
Game over. You managed a score of 1,339 points.
I got 1,339 points. This is a simple dialogue. Arrows repeat the message.
Game over.
And
main menu.
Enter closes it. This is new in version 1.3.2. The, updates in version 1.3.2 are that we fixed HRTF and we added a new dialogue system that we rewrote. Hopefully it works better with wine, so do let us know if that is indeed the case. Alright, now that I have shown you the basics, I'm going to play around on medium mode, and I'm not going to commentate, just to give you an idea about
what this game can be like. Can get.
Yeah.
Play game. Select a difficulty. Easy, medium. Select normal.
Alright.
The end comes.
Apologize for the massive amount of
check your ammo, press A. Switch weapons, press E1 and 2 keys. This is documented in the readme, of course. Do read the readme, it says readme. Yeah, when you get a Deus Ex Machina, it says the end cometh not this hour. Which is somewhere, I don't remember where.
8 health.
Very low.
Power cell. Power cell.
Health boost.
The end cometh. For health.
And
game
I
over,
died.
Game over. You managed a score of 4,722 points.
That was pretty good. 4,722 points on medium mode.
Jesus. This is what I'm saying. He's awesome at this game. I can't, like, I can barely make it to, like, 1,000. Which is...
Well, if you watch the tutorial, you'll see how I play, and maybe you'll... Sorry, just one second.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And if you guys are actually wondering what my role is in the development, I mean, of course I help out with the game. I design a few sounds, actually. Hopefully, you guys will like and enjoy the visceral, monstrous, general maze horror-like feeling that this game is supposed to inject. It's deliberately, like, the directions are not announced on purpose, deliberately, to make it more survival horror. This is a kind of maze level thing. And hopefully it works out.
Alright, sorry about that, guys. I'm back. And thanks for that, Mike. That's pretty accurate. So yeah, we're aiming for a survival horror sort of vibe here.
I mean, the sounds clearly demonstrate that. It's insane.
I'm going to close the game,
game
for
over.
Now.
Main menu. Play exit. Wrecking ball.
I think that's all. You guys can download this game from the link in its forum topic on the audiogames.net forum. There is also a pulped version of the game. Information regarding the pulped version can be found by playing the pulped version.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are very receptive and can find all they need about the pulp version by, well, playing the pulp version. So,
indeed.
Good luck! on surviving both normal and pulped versions of the game.
OBS,
everyone,
just stop recording, check.
I hope you enjoyed this awesome tutorial. Well, not so awesome, but still, it's awesome.
It's a pretty good tutorial. I stuttered a bit, but I mean, yeah, we're recording this at whatever in the afternoon.
We're recording this at...
it was very spontaneous.
4:55 p.m. time. Yeah.
Alright, guys. Thanks for watching. And enjoy the game.